Epilogue. Choosing your animal care professionals. Now that you have read this book, you probably have a good understanding of the importance of finding a dog training professional whose philosophies are in alignment with yours. The same holds true for all your animal care professionals, be they trainers, groomers, pet sitters, doggy daycare providers, or veterinarians. The guidelines that follow were developed and published by the Association of Pet Dog Trainers, APDT, a nonprofit organization that promotes the use of positive training methods and provides educational opportunities for all trainers to learn more about the modern science of dog behavior and training. You can access the list of APDT member trainers at the APDT website, www.apdt.com, to find an APTD trainer in your geographical area. You will still need to screen your prospective trainer carefully. Not all APDT members have the same level of commitment to positive training tools and philosophies. Although the APDT guidelines were written specifically to help dog owners select dog trainers, many of the suggestions included are also applicable for other dog care professionals. When selecting the people who will be working with you and your dog, remember that you have the right and the duty to protect your dog from harm. Be true to your own philosophies. Trust your instincts. And never let anyone do anything to your dog that you know could hurt him or damage the trust that the two of you share. How to choose a dog training professional. Guidelines created by the Association of Pet Dog Trainers. Reprinted with permission of the APDT. 1. Training your dog should be fun. A competent instructor will allow and encourage you to observe a class prior to making the decision to enroll. In a well-run class, dogs and people will be enjoying themselves and having a successful learning experience. Look for an instructor who is approachable and who encourages participants to have a good time. If space permits, an instructor should welcome and encourage all family members and others who interact with the dog to attend class. 2. A skilled class instructor will provide a clear explanation of each lesson, demonstrate the behavior or behaviors that students will be teaching to their dogs, provide clear instructions and written handouts on how to teach the behavior or behaviors. Give students ample time in class to begin practicing the day's lesson and assist students individually with proper implementation of techniques. 3. A skilled and professional trainer will encourage dialogue and be courteous to both canine and human clients alike. 4. You want to be comfortable with the training tools and methods used by the instructor. A skilled and professional dog trainer employs humane training methods that are not harmful to the dog and/or handler and avoids the practices of hanging, beating, kicking, shocking, and all similar procedures or training devices that could cause the dog great pain or distress or that have imminent potential for physical harm. You have the absolute right to stop any trainer or other animal care professional who, in your opinion, is causing your dog undue harm or distress. 5. A conscientious trainer will stay informed about innovations in dog training and behavior tools and techniques. Check to see if the instructor is a member of any educational organizations, such as APDT, and whether she or he pursues ongoing educational opportunities. 6. A good instructor will take care to protect your dog's health in a group setting. Ask if dogs and puppies are required to be vaccinated prior to class, and if so, which vaccines are required. Make sure you and your veterinarian are comfortable with the vaccination requirements. 7. Current clients are a valuable source of information for you. Attending a group class gives you the opportunity to ask clients how they feel about their experience, if they are enjoying the class and feel that their training needs and goals are being met. 8. Because of variables in dog breeding and temperament and owner commitment and experience, A trainer cannot and should not guarantee the results of his or her training. However, an instructor can and should be willing to ensure client satisfaction with his or her professional services.